Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I would not be surprised at all if you told me the Kansas City Chiefs beat the 49ers again in the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, I think that's pretty much the chalk that a lot of people are looking at. Like, the most probable outcome of this Super Bowl is, it's not the Eagles reaching it, even though they got home field. It's the Niners losing to Kansas City.
It might very well be. You know, I mean, and that's the thing that the 49ers have to figure out, is how to get their defense so that they don't give up 21 and a quarter or 44 in a game. You know, the Jimmy Garoppolo dynamic is largely a matter of how far does this team get in the postseason? Because I've come around to thinking that they're not going to make a change unless they have to. And if they're winning, barring injury, they don't have to. Because Kyle Shanahan, for as much of a riverboat gambler as he is as a general manager, he basically plays for pars during games. He doesn't try to, you know, hit a ball out of the woods onto the green. You know, he will lay up with the best of them. And that's really, that's the conundrum that is Kyle Shanahan. He will gamble like crazy when he's not dressed, you know, with a headset. When he has a headset, he plays it pretty much according to Hoyle. And that's the reason why their offense works the way it does, is he's made sure that he doesn't have a quarterback who has to do risky things to save their bacon. And the reason why they don't have to is because he went out and gambled a bunch of draft choices to get Christian McCaffrey, and he's built a consistently great defense. Not just one, but several.
And this defense has been spectacular. You know, pretty much all year long, specifically through this 10-game winning streak. And look, you know, what does this show offer, Ray? I'll answer that because I know you're going to have a negative statement. But this show does have something to offer. And I think it's why the station right now has its best lineup in the history of the station going on right now, because these shows are complementary. Some shows absolutely overreact in moments to what they see, as is, you know, prerogative of fans from here. And that's fine. I think you and I, what we offer as a show is to not overreact when the show calls for some overreaction. And having said all that, early on in this season, there might have been, looking back on it now with clear 2020 hindsight, some overreaction to the coach that Kyle Shanahan was early on in the year, how he's hamstrung by such the playing for par style that he's afraid to grab a club and grip it and rip it when that golf analogy calls for that. You know, I mean, I remember making that criticism, but I don't think we were doing breathless criticism overreacting. It's kind of, you know, what we've been seeing throughout the years, week after week, month after month, season after season. You know, does Kyle have any other gear other than this when it comes to play calling? And the truth is, the design of this team keeps him in his conservative nature. But the right quarterback can just unlock opportunities, even with conservative numbers, to put up gaudier point totals. And that is what Brock Purdy and company have truly done. You know, Sunday, Purdy completed 15 of 20 attempts for 178 yards, three touchdowns, and a 141.2 passer rating. Again, none of these numbers, the passer rating's obviously good, three touchdowns, very good, but 15 of 20, as good as it is, 178, these are not gaudy numbers. These are not "I won for sure that week in fantasy" type of numbers. But this guy finished this season with six wins being attributed to his presence in this 10-game winning streak that ended the year. And Purdy finishes the year as a 67% passer with 1,374 yards, 13 passing touchdowns against four interceptions. I mean, two of them officially not on him, but on bounced balls, and a rushing touchdown. San Francisco scored 33 or more points in five out of the six games that Brock Purdy's playing in. Again, you look at any one game that Purdy played, there's a reason to maybe dismiss him. But you start stringing these things together, you got to admit, the job's getting done. I want to go back to 2019, Kyle Shanahan. So they lose the Super Bowl, right? What do you think of Kyle? Well, he's not good enough to win it all. Not good enough to win it all. Maybe. Maybe that'll bear itself to be true again, right? But here's the deal, and I saw this from Akash Enivaranthian on Twitter this past weekend. Sometimes Kyle and how good he is, it's been hard to see in real time. Everyone can admit that, right? I'm sure Kyle would even admit that. It's hard to see in real time how good this guy has been. But hindsight, it's 2020. The most wins in the NFL for any team since 2019, since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, it's the Chiefs with 52 wins, followed by the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers, two phenomenally quarterback teams. They've got 47 wins. The Baltimore Ravens, you know, forever a solid defense, and Lamar is a beast. 43 wins. The 49ers are 42. 42. Since 2019, 1, 2, 3, 4 teams have more regular season NFL wins than the 49ers. That's a real good neighborhood to be living in, folks. A real good neighborhood. And they live in that neighborhood because of Kyle and what he has lacked at times in in-game coaching. He has made up for it at times with the decisions he's made as this team's GM, and his GM shortcomings are obviously worked around by the style of offense that he has now finally got the perfect players to go out and run the way that he see fits. I mean, they just went undefeated in divisional play. They face another division opponent on Saturday. By the way, Ray, if you want to ask what would have been the largest bet lost of my entire football gambling year if I was a gambler, I would have been willing to bet the mortgage payment and both kids' future college tuitions on the fact that the 49ers weren't going to get that first game on a Saturday, the Houston Texans Memorial kickoff time slot. But they're up first. They're going to be up. I would have thought for sure, at the very, very least, if you're going to have them playing on that Saturday, you're going to start with the game on the East Coast and the Jaguars hosting the Chargers. And then as the day goes along, you get to the West Coast and then you kick that game off. No, the Niners are going to be the first playoff game in the books this weekend. I would have lost my shirt on that one. I figured that they were tailor-made for primetime success.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the decision was there, but if you think about it, what's the most appealing match of the first weekend?
It's it's probably, just in terms of hardest to handicap, Chargers-Jaguars could get very interesting, right? Very, very interesting. As could Giants and Vikings, to be totally honest with you.
Well, I mean, the marquee one is obviously Cowboys-Bucks, which is why it got Monday night, although they could have put it on Sunday night just as well. The Bengals, you know, went to the Super Bowl last year and have a very dynamic team, so they get the Sunday night.
But which Ravens team shows up?
The same one that you've seen for weeks on end. They score 9 points and get boat raced.
If Lamar does show up and play, though, how much does it change things?
They get 13 points. They don't score.
They don't.
I mean, it's not conservatism. It's who you giving the ball to? Kenyon Drake? Who are you throwing it to? Mark Andrews? They don't have playmakers. They have an injured Lamar Jackson. And without him, I mean, you saw what they did Sunday. You saw what they did the week before that.
They win rock fights.
Yeah.
That's how they win.
Yeah.
This is what makes
the Niners.
And
it's rock fights where you're not even hitting the other guy. You're just getting closest to the target because that's how bad they are.
This is what really makes the Niners something that, again, in moments you couldn't see it, but looking back on the whole thing, they're very game dynamic. I mean, you know, can they win a shootout? We've seen that. Can they win a rock fight? Can they win a slow-paced game? Can they win a fast-paced game? They got different styles of fights in them right now. So you're right. Even though Kyle does like playing for par, if he does need to go out and get the big Bertha, grip it and rip it, it feels like they at least have that lever to pull should they want to. Should they have to, I guess, is more of the right way to say it, because they don't want to.
No, but more to the point. I'm sorry, I keep doing that, and that's a bad habit. I have to break it.
Another point.
Since they got Christian McCaffrey, they've scored 30 or more points seven times in 10 games. They generate plenty of offense. They just don't have to grip it and rip it. They make offense. And, you know, I mean, if you're basically going to average 4 touchdowns a game, especially in January, you're going to be fine. And that's the dichotomy here. In 19, when they were supposed to be, you know, not a very dynamic offense, they scored the 40th highest number of points in the history of the league. His style generates offense. It's just not going to awe you. It's not going to look like Kansas City's. It's not going to look like Buffalo's. It's not even going to look like Minnesota's.
Right. I mean, a couple of years ago, we used to say, man, you know, the Niners move the ball pretty easily in between the 20s. It's what happens when they get into the red zone. Well, they're having a lot of red zone success now, and you can thank Christian McCaffrey for that. And, man, you can thank George Kittle for that. He has just come alive. Again, Brock Purdy has turned George Kittle into Travis Kelce. Or George Kittle is turning Brock Purdy into Patrick Mahomes. Like, which way do you want to say it? It's amazing the kismet that those two guys got together early on in their careers and how Kittle is just, I mean, he's been seen better by Brock than anyone's been able to find him on the field. Jimmy included, everyone included. He's the favorite target of Brock Purdy, without a doubt. And why wouldn't he be? This guy's got 7 receiving touchdowns in just a handful of games. I mean, we're talking since Brock Purdy took over. Kittle leads all offensive players in this league right now in receiving touchdowns, receiving yardage, receiving Pro Football Focus grades, and an offensive grade. Kittle scored 2 touchdowns in 3 of his last 4 games. He was held to just 1 in Week 17. He's got 11 touchdowns on the season. 5 of them came against Arizona. 7 in his last 4 games alone. Brock Purdy and Kittle are just cooking with grease right now. This is Daniel in San Jose. Daniel, what do you got?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I know last year, like, I love the way that Brock Purdy's playing right now. I love his connection with Kittle that you guys were just talking about. And he's playing with so much confidence. But I can't help to think about last year and how we played the Rams on the 3rd time and then playing Seattle 3 times. Just makes it really difficult to play a divisional opponent at any point, whether you're the most dominant team or not. And so just, you know, it's kind of the game I didn't want. I wanted the Packers. I thought they would have did really well. I still expect them to win. I just know it's going to be one of those grind hard games. So hoping they get it. Hope Purdy shows, you know, what he can do in those games. But it's going to be a really big moment for us.
Thank you, Daniel. Look, you have the right to be apprehensive about that. Honestly, you know, I mean, how do you want it? Do you want the rivalry who knows you like the back of his own hand because you're in the same division, you play each other all the time? Or do you want to take your chances with a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame when his career is over and Aaron Rodgers with a pretty good defense all of a sudden backing him up? Packers aren't bad for a team that's not going to the postseason. They're really not. They just had a very weird year. I don't know what the right choice is right there. Kyle Shanahan actually talked about it today in his conference call, and he said, you know, yeah, there's something to the fact that it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year. Hell, it's hard to beat a team, two times in the same season. Three, even harder. But that's not the way that they're looking at it.
I don't really look at it as you have to beat someone three times. I just look at it as we got to beat them on Saturday. That's the game. I don't think the other games have to do with it. It all comes down to this, and that's how it was last year, too. There's no difference to me in that. I mean, teams know each other pretty well. You don't get to surprise teams that much in situations like this, but that's how it's been with us in Seattle for a number of years here. And usually every time we play, it comes down to the wire, usually that last possession, and that's what we're working and ready to fight for.
We're about a half an hour away from saying hello to Michael Irvin here this afternoon on 95.7 The Game. The path to Glendale indeed begins with the Seahawks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.